Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco and today we are going to be talking about the superlative at the suggestion and request of all of you. And here are the rules that we have to keep in mind. There are six and we are going to break them down then. Very good, pay close attention. So, guys, here are the six rules that we are going to work with. Normally, the superlative is used to indicate the most, right? The most of any characteristic, the longest of bridges, the prettiest, the ugliest, the most of everything. So, for that we have some rules. The first thing we are going to keep in mind is to add, to what? To all the adjectives that we see that are short like these and the ones we have there in front. We are going to talk about others later. So, for example, here we have alto and if we put tallest, we add est, it becomes the tallest. But be careful, we can't just do that. We have to put the article in front, de or da, however you want to pronounce it. The tallest, el más alto. For that without this D the superlative would not be adequate. The tallest building in the world, the tallest building in the world, for example. Old, what do we do? Oldest. But remember that here it would be the oldest, the oldest. The oldest person in the world. I don't know. Watch out for this one. How would it look here? New would then be the newest. The newest building in the world. The newest building. The newest car in the world. The newest car in the world. Very easy. So, you know that you have to add that T like we did here, here and here. Okay, let's move to the second rule which is only add street. Just add. When, like here normally we are adding est, but watch out, here we are only going to add t because these already end in e. Look, so they are going to have the same ending. So, simply widest, right? Wide is ancho, right? Ample. So, the widest, remember that it's like this, the widest. Yes, nice. We add it, but look that it ends in est, like these two. This is what? Safest, the safest. Nice, the most pleasant. So it would be the nicest. Remember that that D is important, guys. And the safest, the safest. It's just adding it. So, let's summarize. We add and add. Why do we only add ST? Because it already ends in E, right? Now we're going to talk about this one. Doubling the consonant and adding s, how so, pacho. It turns out that here we have a special rule that is more or less like this. When we see the adjective, excuse me, ends in a consonant, vowel, consonant. Look that here it ends in a consonant, vowel, consonant. So we're going to keep this little rule in mind, consonant, vowel, consonant. That's all. And when it's one of these short adjectives, it can't be one of the long ones that we're going to talk about, but short ones. So, what are we going to do? What we're going to do is double the last consonant. So, we double the T here and add a T here. So it would look like this. So it would be fat, which is fat, so the fattest. So the fattest, right? The fattest in the world. Fattest men in the world, for example. Yes, big. So, what do we do? Biggest. We double it. And how would it look here? The biggest. Very easy. The biggest. Tin skinny. So, how would this look? Here we add the double N and add T. And remember that it's the est or the tinnest. Okay, pacho. And slow and new. What? I saw that you did new here and new there. Very good observation. Why? Because this rule can be applied, but when you see that you're ending with a verb, sorry, with an adjective that ends in W, forget about this rule. Here they would simply put Y street slow, so it's slow, so the slowest, we're not going to apply the rule to it. So this would be like an exception within this when it ends in W, nothing, we forget about that. And the same here with newest so that they don't duplicate it, because I've seen people who do this, they duplicate this because they're following the rule of doubling consonant, consonant, vowel, consonant. I duplicate it and add that T. But here you can't, right? So, be very careful. Let's see on this side. Number 4, Change the Y for the I and add that tikkant. So, what would be the spiciest? Yes, for example, Mexican food, which is the spiciest. Greetings to everyone from Mexico, guys. Very good. And girls, right? So that they don't complain to me later. Oh, it's just that Pacho doesn't greet girls. No, watch out, because when I say guys in general. So, what does it say here? The spiciest spy, we change it. We no longer add the Y, but instead we make it an S. The spickest food in the world. The spiciest food in the world. There, Harry. So, what would it be? The hairiest. The hairiest in the world. Okay, ugly, ugly or ugly? So, it would be ugliest. Very easy, guys. Remember that it is very important to use that oh duh. Now, rule number 5 is stacks with this one. When we have adjectives with 2 or more syllables, right? 2 or more syllables, then what we are going to do, guys, is add the most. Watch out, here we are not going to do this T, none of that stuff. Important test, no, none of that. Like this, since this is so long, then what one does is put something like this, one already puts the most in front. So we would say the most important. Yes, the most important. The most important person in the world. Yes, the most important person in the world. Modern, the most modern in the world. So, how would it be? The most. So, when you see these adjectives that are a bit long, you're just going to add most, the most expensive. So, the most expensive. Very good. The most expensive. That's right. That's how we do it. And finally, rule number 6 is because there are some adjectives that don't apply at all, or rather, they're irregular. They deviate from the rule, from the norm that they're using here. What is it? For example, this one that is good, which is good, and I've seen people who make this goodest and it's not possible. Good, you're simply going to put best. So, how would it be? The best. Yes, there it is. But there are people who follow the rule here. What do they do? Some say here, like Pacho said, that it ends in a consonant, cal consonant. I duplicate this and add that T. There are some that do this, but it's not possible this way. Right. So, how would it be here? It would then simply be worst, the worst, but we can't leave it alone. Remember that we have to add duh, which would be the worst, and far, which is far away. So, how would it be here? It would be fartest. It would be here. Or the other one would be the fartest, the furthest. There it is. Well, guys, the rules of the superlative. Let's practice with 2 or 3 exercises and I'll be right back with you. Okay, guys. Now we're going to practice with these 4 exercises and they are the easiest exercises in the world. The easiest exercises in the world. So, let's get this started. Let's practice. So, Valentina is the most intelligent. Let's see a difference between these two so that it's very clear to you. A shout out also to Vale Angelus who highly recommended this video and was very attentive. So, here's Vale. How do I say it? So, Valentina is the most intelligent. Let's talk about this. So, here Valentina. Is more intelligent. How do I say the most intelligent then? Look, intelligent is the adjective we need. Intelligent, but it's kind of long. So, what are we going to do? Is the most intelligent. Very good. Look how we have it up to here. Valentina is the most intelligent. Let's make a difference with exercise number 2. Valentina is the most intelligent student. How would you do this? Think about it carefully, because there are people who do the following. I'm going to do it this way. Valentina, look what they do. Valentina is the student. She is the student. She is the most intelligent. Some do the sentence exactly as it is, but not. So, what happens? It turns out that we are going to make a change here. So, we are not going to do it in the same order. Valentina is the most intelligent student. No, we are going to do it the following way. Valentina and we are going to do this. She is. The most intelligent. How is it? Is the most intelligent. Yes, she is the most intelligent. Why? Because the adjective comes first and then the subject. What is the subject? Student is the most intelligent student. Remember that adjectives change, right? So they go before the subject. So that's why we say Valentina is the most intelligent student. Why? Because we're going to make this change. Remember that we're going to put the adjective first and then the subject. So, Valentina is the most intelligent student. Okay, number 3. The spiciest food in the world is in Mexico. So, watch out, the spiciest food works more or less like right now. So, first the spiciest food, right? It would be more or less like this, because we mentioned the adjective first. So, how do I say spicy? Remember that spicy is spicy. Of the spiciest food, how do I say it? The spiciest. Spickest. Yes, why spices? Because remember that it ends in Y, we change it. The spickest food. The spickest food in the world. Yes. Look here. Here we already have the subject, the spiciest food. Spices food in the world. Yes, where is it? It's in Mexico. Very easy. And finally, this exercise number 4. You are the best. How would I say it then? You are the best. You are. And what is the best like? The best. You are the best. Very good, guys. I hope you liked it. So, share this video, practice, and after downloading, please, the guide with the exercises so that you can further solidify this topic. Okay, see you in the next class. Bye-bye.